You might been hurt, babe. It ain't no lie. Zum dum 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 and go. I remember you told me to believe that alone and don't cry. Maybe that's why. Oh wait, I was trying to go for it's gonna be me. Fuck. I was, cause it's May.
Every little gonna be May.
Every little thing I do. Wait. Shit, how does this gonna be May start?
Every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
Every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't wanna lose it again. And I'm not like them. Baby, when you finally get to love somebody, guess what? It's gonna be May. June. Oh. It's May.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, May. Happy birthday, May. Yo, April. Okay, did you feel like April went by mad fast?
It did. That's good. I hope May go by fast.
Wait. Before we start talking about shit, what's good, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chasing Podcast. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I hate April. I'm Ricky Shucks.
And April is so Hawaii, cows. And I'm Nikki Blades.
The Bay.
Stockton. Because I do radio.
If only she watched these so she could laugh.
There's no way she's watching when she's not on.
No. She hit me the other day like, so how's the podcast going? What are we going to do for future episodes? I was like, yeah, I've been watching. We talk about it every time, but all right.
Hey, shout out to Nikki Blades. Everybody keeps saying Zoom her in. I'm like, I'll figure something out, guys. I don't want to do the Zoom podcast. Yeah, I
told her that. I was like, honestly, the Zoom don't look good. Like, nobody wants to do it.
It don't look good. It don't sound good.
Yeah. Mm.
And like,
but she's raring to come back.
I know. She really wants to come back. I really want Nikki Blades to come back. I know Nikki Blades is an integral part of this shit. Okay, I know that. All right, but she not from here.
Oh, Bay Bunny ass.
Bay Bunny ass. If Blades lived in L.A., I would have her sitting right here.
Not right there.
No.
That's where you sitting. That sounds dirty. She would have to sit like over there.
Oh, I wasn't saying right here on me. I was saying in this position or someone on the couch, and either me or Rick will be in the background. You know what I'm saying? So we can maintain some type of distance in this shit.
Because I keep coughing.
Yeah, he's a coughing ass boy, you know?
But for the record, because people be coming at me about that, I've been a coughing ass dude.
Rick has been coughing since as long as, maybe not high school, but college time, he just be coughing. Yeah. To the point where if you could make oh, Rick God. Laugh to the point where he was about to puke, bruh, then you knew you had a good joke.
I used to almost pass out from laughing because laugh would turn into cough.
Yes. Yeah, he was just always coughing, all right? So it's not the Rona, all right? He's just.
I have other diseases that we don't know about.
Jesus, hey, dog, I like that you brought that up because, you know, I was thinking about how growing up, because my family never had insurance, right? We probably had insurance for like 2 or 3 years when my dad was working for Boeing. Or some shit. And I never had insurance. But thank the gods and the universe that I never had to do no real, like, procedures. Yeah. I never broke a bone. I never had no, like, I never had to get, like, my tonsils removed even. Because that shit's expensive. Yeah,
man. The only thing I've ever, like, went to see somebody about was the cough. And that's where I learned about my allergies and shit.
What are you allergic to?
Dust and pollen and a lot of different topical shit. Oh. But the cough is the dust and pollen. Oh. And there's fucking dust everywhere.
Yeah, especially in this house because your boy is ashy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
They gave me a little steroid pill. And that shit was great, but I'm not trying to be taking steroid pills all the time. So I just kind of go with the over-the-counter shit.
But in moderation, it's cough. Okay, though, right?
I don't know how moderate it would be in my situation because I'm a coffee ass motherfucker.
You afraid you're gonna shrink your balls?
No, I'm afraid I'm gonna get too buff and start like shooting people and shit, or ripping people's heads off.
You gonna be one of those, you wanna go, bro? You wanna fucking go, dude?
I want to say a name, but I shouldn't say that.
I know what you want to say.
But that's so funny. But yeah, no, I don't think it's that kind of steroid. But yeah, I don't know. Something about steroid just didn't sit right with me. Mm. But when they gave me that, it was tiny. It was smaller than a Claritin, and that shit just fixed everything for a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, what's crazy is when I was a baby, I was allergic to, and I still say it to this day when they ask me to list it, penicillin and aspirin, right? And you know, as your body grows and develops, you either acquire more allergies or you lose the things you're allergic to. And I never really knew because I never took one of those tests to see if I was still allergic to the shit.
Yeah.
But when I was like partying a lot and I was getting hungover, this girl I knew was like, yo, Gatorade, ibuprofen, that's your main thing. That'll cure your hangover easy. Yeah. All right. So I started doing that. Ibuprofen, Gatorade for sure. Quick. My hangover was like pretty gone. Yeah. Right. Then one random day I was reading ibuprofen and I was like, contains aspirin. Oh shit. Well. Looks like I'm not allergic to aspirin anymore.
Someone passed me a bottle of penicillin.
I mean, it's crazy how that shit works because I know a guy who loved seafood, loved shellfish, and then as soon as he turned 25, acquired allergies to shrimp and shellfish and then can't eat it now without getting itchy and suffocating.
Yeah. It's man weird. Like, for me, that was a lot of topical stuff. Like, certain body wash, I'd be just fine for a long ass time, and then out of nowhere, my arms are fucking breaking out.
Damn.
And I'm like, damn, I'll probably do that. Chapsticks, like Chapstick, the brand.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I'm allergic to that shit. I'm allergic to Carmex.
I was just gonna say, you could have used Carmex. Yeah,
I kissed a girl who had Carmex on, and my shit like inflamed.
Really?
Oh.
So we know a lady who's allergic to a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was messing with a dude, and she was like, Tim, I think I'm allergic to his cum. Because she's like, everything has been fine, but once we started having sex, and I don't know if he was bussing in her or on her, but she would start breaking out.
Yeah, in herpes. I'm getting these weird herpes-like allergic reactions to his sexual fluids.
Man, herpes is scary. Genital warts is scary.
Yeah.
And like, shit like, hey, you guys, look, let me tell you something. Can I tell you something that's scary for women more than men? So you always read about HPV.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys know that HPV can be dormant for up to 20 years? And men, we can carry it.
And never even know.
And never know. Like, we can test for it. It won't. There's no real test for men for HPV. Yeah. Like, it can be in us living forever.
Which makes zero sense to me.
Which is crazy. And then for women, HPV can go on to cause a bunch of things.
Yeah. It's like 30 different strands or some shit. Or
so many strands.
Something.
And one of those, and some of those strands can cause cervical cancer. There's some HPV that, like, you know, will go on to like be like genital warts or whatever, whatever. Yeah. I've told y'all the story of how I lost my virginity. Maybe you've been around long enough to hear that story. Maybe you haven't. But when I lost my virginity, the girl I lost my virginity to a week later was like, hey, you might want to sit down for this. I got genital warts. And I was like, oh, shit. Luckily, I got tested a week later. I did not have genital warts, but that shit is still scary because I'm
But here. Now you don't know if you did because you don't know if they can see it until you have warts.
I definitely don't have genital warts.
Yeah.
But, you know, HPV, one out of every four people has HPV.
Yeah, it's crazy. But the beauty of genital warts and genital herpes is, genital warts, if you have genital warts, that means you don't have a strain that's going to cause cancer.
Ah.
And you can't die from genital warts or herpes.
But they're gross looking.
They definitely are gross looking, but it's not something you could die from.
Right.
So a bunch of people have it, but technically it's just a irritation for a certain amount of time.
Sheesh.
However often
it's you crazy, break man. Out. That's fucked up for women, bro.
The HPV one, yeah, that's terrible.
Cause like we could be chilling. I mean, like,
and just never know,
and
there's so many different ways you can give it to them. With your ween, with your hands, with your mouth. Oh. So wear gloves, condoms, and dental dam all the time.
Guys. A dental dam. Oh God, I've never used a dental dam in my life.
Saran wrap. A foil.
Y'all want to hear a story?
Aluminum foil.
You guys want to hear a story? Thanks for bringing up Saran wrap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when I was 15, me and my ex.
It's illegal.
When I was 15, two consenting 15-year-olds. Okay, so my first girlfriend ever, we never had sex. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
But as 15-year-olds, we started like figuring out how to go down on each other, how that would work,
yeah.
how we liked it, right? And then so I remember being like 15, going to Thailand with my dad. It was just me and him. This is the first time only me and him went to Thailand together. My mom had to stay back and watch over the restaurant. And I don't know how we got into the conversation, but I was like, I'm gonna confess to my dad that
snitch.
Me and my girl, I know, snitching on myself, that me and my girl, my 15 girlfriend, are going down on each other. And I was like, Dad, I have something to tell you. Because for whatever reason, I felt guilty, you know? And that's the stupidest part about old school society. I feel like it's a little better now.
Yeah.
But they'll really guilt you into doing anything, right, as a youngin. So I was 15, feeling like I was guilty. I was like, I'm gonna tell my dad that me and my girlfriend are going down on each other. And I told him, and he was like, whoa. And he was like, so when she does that to you, do you, like, finish? I was like, yeah. And he was like, wow. But then he was asking me, he was like, well, how do you like protect yourself from that, right? And I had never done it, but I was like, I mean, they say you can use like Saran wrap or whatever. And my dad, he found that hilarious. So even though I had never used Saran wrap to go down on my chick,
mm-hmm.
For years, when I tell you years after that confession, he would be like, "Hey, Saran wrap, huh? Use some Saran wrap." I'm like, "Dad, I never actually did that. It was just something I read online."
So funny.
But I was talking to these to the dudes earlier because I was shooting Sand Foods, and I forgot how it came up, but we were talking about like just like when you grow up religious, you know what I'm saying, and like the guilt you feel when you start just doing things as a youngin. And
I never had that.
Yeah, no guilt for you. Mm-hmm. How's that ginger ale with the bold ginger ale, by the way?
It's a little bolder than regular ginger ale. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like mm-hmm. it. I love ginger ale.
Yo, if you're like me, you probably started thinking about what to eat for dinner while you are already eating your lunch. And I love food. That's why I love me some Postmates, son. But I kind of love them even more right now because I can get food delivered without leaving the house, all right? All you got to do, open the door. You tell the dude you just want him to drop it off. You don't have to talk to nobody. You don't have to shake nobody's hand. It is super lit, especially for somebody like me because I do not like people. Everything gets left outside the door and it's perfect. They also have Postmates pickup, which I have been using to order takeout from my favorite local restaurants because right now it's that time you really should be supporting your local neighborhood food spots because, you know, it's tough out here in these streets, okay? Especially for the restaurants. Just for y'all, for a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days, okay? To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code NOCHASER. That's code NOCHASER for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app, all right? Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it.
There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be.
you know, instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel and help you along, the doctor is just checking their watch, ready to get out of there. Well, on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you and listen to you to prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more playing doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So go to ZocDoc.com/Tim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Tim. ZocDoc.com/Tim.
So, when I was going down on my 15-year-old girlfriend,
just
when,
stop saying that.
I was also 15. Here's the thing: we were young, so the only time that we had to meet up with each other was after school, before youth group, okay, before church, because youth group was every Wednesday. Every Wednesday night. So I would go to her spot after school from our Christian school. And then we would, like, 15-year-old go down on each other.
So, you're making us look so bad.
No.
For laughing at her.
So we would orally stimulate each other as 15-year-olds. Oh, all right? And then, but we wouldn't have sex because, you know, we were trying to be good Christians. So, but what was funny was, and I remember specifically this day, me, me 15 years old, going down on her 15-year-old self.
Oh, my God.
And then
so many people are unsubscribing right now.
No, it's we all been through this shit. So, and I remember, okay, so as soon as she reached her climax, she was like, oh my God, we have to pray for forgiveness. Pray for me. Pray with me right now. And I'm talking about, dog, literally, like, she's on the couch, I'm on the fucking floor, right?
With no pants on.
No, I had my pants on. Cause I was doing the going down
on. I'm talking about her.
She had no pants on. As soon as she skied it, she was like, we have to pray. We have to pray. She gets down there with me on the floor. We're praying for, like, Lord, forgive me for what we just did. You know what I'm saying? And then we would go to church and, like, pray some more. But yeah. Back then, it's like, it was such a struggle because, especially going to a Christian school, you feel like, oh my God, am I going to hell for this? You know? Scary, dog.
That's funny. It's terrible.
It is terrible.
I had to hold back so many coughs.
So when she went down on me for the first time, my 15-year-old.
Oh my God.
My 15-year-old self.
My minor dick.
Okay, so this is funny. This is really funny. She went down on my minor dick for the first time.
Fuck.
So it happened.
Oh,
mind you, we were young, so no one was shaving and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, dog, this was so crazy. This was the first time she had ever done that shit to me. We were in church, youth group. And that day, she kept doing this. She kept going at youth group, dog.
Yeah.
Like, we're singing worship songs and shit. And then she, like, kept doing because, like, I don't know, she felt like, I don't know, like, it was like a pube in the back. I don't know what she thought was going on. And she, like, she left the church because she was feeling like something was uncomfortable. And I'm looking like, oh, my God, what did I do?
God did it.
Yeah, God.
He punished her.
Yeah.
Fun nasty-ass children.
You know, it's a weird time when you're that young and you're figuring things out.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting in terms of God. And
it's hot.
I knew a girl that was that posted in her information that she was a Satanist. Right?
Satanist, okay.
Yeah. I read up on it a little bit and it was interesting because Satanism, I've brought this up to you before. Their main shit is that it's not necessarily about worshiping the devil and the devil. It is, it's saying that we are all sinners by nature. And instead of making people feel bad about that, like, say, Christianity does, it's about acknowledging the fact that, hey, people are bad. And people are good, but naturally, we do bad shit.
So it's, we don't worship the devil. We just hate Jesus.
Well, it's more
that's
of like,
it sounds like,
we don't worship the devil. We just acknowledge the fact that we're just kind of naturally people that do bad shit.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If you guys could maybe rebrand a little bit.
Yeah, like maybe don't mention Satan.
Yeah. Satanism is a little jarring.
Yeah, it's a little, because I mean, like, the overall makes sense.
Yeah.
But the Satan part still doesn't make sense to me, even with what you're saying. Like, what is Satan half good?
Well, you know, so Lucifer, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know he was.
Yeah,
he
you know the story. He was just trying to, he was just questioning God and he got cast down for that, right?
Okay, so then it makes sense.
Right, right.
Okay.
Because he's trying to be like, hey, God, what's good?
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way. I don't find a need to call myself a Satanist, though.
I would never.
Like, at all. I don't agree with that part at all. But yeah, life is about balance. And people that ignore that balance are just weird to me. Like, that's why I don't just cast people off for certain shit that they do. Because we all are capable of doing something whack as fuck at some point.
And you can't even grow until you do some whack as fuck shit. And then
learn from it.
And learn from it. Fucking, like, do some whack, dumb shit because you've never done it before. Get the repercussions. Get the punishment and realize, oh, shit. I was so stupid for that.
Yeah.
That's how you grow.
Nobody's going to be righteous 24/7.
And that's the thing, too. You know, the thing about it is, okay, so when I was super heavy into the church, I was so smart, dog, in the way I was defending my Christianity. Because, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I was so into the church in junior high that my youth pastor was looking at me as a potential future youth pastor. Because, you know, not only was I really into it, but also I was fucking popular. So
when he was 15.
Yeah. So he knew I had influence, you know. So he was looking at me as a potential, you know, youth pastor in training.
Instagram model.
And what?
Instagram model.
Instagram model. And also, you know, he didn't know I was going down on my 15-year-old girlfriend when I was 15. But so the thing about it is, you know, people that judge Christianity from the outside, they will say, you guys think you're better, you know? And I think the main thing, when I was really heavy into it, that I acknowledged and that I tried to make people realize is that, like, it's not saying that as Christians, you deny that you're a sinner.
Yeah.
It's that you are one of the people that's saying, I acknowledge that I'm bad for this and I'm trying to make myself better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Catholics
saying?
Think they're better than everyone.
Man, you ever been to a Catholic church?
Yeah, my my dad's side of my family is Catholic.
It's weird.
Yeah. I went to a Catholic school. Oh, we talked about this before. Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, with Kevin on stage.
Oh, so long ago. We can bring it up again.
I don't feel like it. But yeah, no, Catholicism is a bit weird to me.
It's weird. I mean, look, okay, anything that you're not used to is weird. And, you know, I went to what you would call a Protestant Christian church, which is probably what you went to, too, if you when you went to church.
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah, and like, okay, so I went to Christian school from kindergarten to 8th grade. That's also how I met Joe from JK News. but after going to Protestant Christian school and then going to a Catholic school for a year, freshman year I went to a Catholic high school. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. When we went to that first little mass church situation and everybody knew when to sit up and stand up and do the gang signs and do the chants, I didn't know what was going on.
Bro, when I watch my little like masonry documentaries or conspiracy theory videos and shit, I get flashbacks of that school. I'm like, damn, it shouldn't feel this way, I don't think.
Interesting, bro. Yeah. But, you know, hey, some people, that's what they grew up in, so it's not weird.
Yeah. But, you know what, I'm realizing by definition, a lot of Christians, typically this newer generation, could be considered Satanists.
How so?
Think about it. Okay, look at Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Like, he's very outwardly open with his sin.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? He don't shy away from cussing. Mm-hmm. He used to do certain pills and things like that, but he's always had his love for the Lord.
Right.
His Christianity. He believes that's his faith. He's proud of it, yada, yada, yada. But he doesn't shy away from being the normal person that he is,
who
makes mistakes or doesn't do everything by the book. Yada, yada, yada. That sounds like what you said the definition of.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
it's. But still, I don't want to call nobody.
No, it's all about your brand.
Yeah.
It's all about branding. Yo, Satanist, get some better branding, bro. Because the concept is kind of lit, you know? It's like, we acknowledge the fact that we are kind of innately people that do bad things, but you know, we want to do better. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, I feel like, I don't know if Satanists want to do better.
See, that's where it gets itchy.
Right.
Because if you motherfuckers just like, hey, we do bad shit.
Fuck it.
And that's the end of it. So
I think that's the difference.
Yeah, do you worship the motherfucking devil?
Yeah. I think Christians are like, yes, we do bad shit, but we want to do better. We feel bad for doing better.
And they're like, we do bad shit, and that's okay.
And that's cool. That's what we do. It's natural.
That's funny. My problem is, who gets to tell what's bad shit?
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that when you do it, you don't feel negative.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you listen to certain people, what you're doing is wrong.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like... And you know, we talked about this on the religious episode we did. Mm-hmm. But I feel like to say all sin is the same as all sin is silly.
Yeah, like that just goes without saying. I don't, anybody who believes that, just think a little bit.
Think a little bit. Because I feel like, look, and I said this in the other one. If you really think that God is up there being like, hey, man, you said a curse word.
Yeah.
I'm sending you to hell with this serial rapist.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
That would make zero sense.
God is not dumb.
So you stole some Jolly Ranchers. You motherfucking murderer.
There's an episode of South Park. Did I talk about this when we were talking about religion?
Probably. The Mormons.
I'll say it again, goddamn it.
They already know that's what you do.
Yep. There's an episode of South Park where God was like, or no, it was a bunch of people in hell, and it was Catholics, and it was like, you know, Jehovah's Witness, and it was rapists, and it was murderers. They were all in their little sections, and then everyone's confused. They're like, why am I in hell? Who got it right? What's going on? And the guy's like, okay, rapists over here, Catholics over here, and they're like, why are we here? Who got it right? And the guy's like, the Mormons. Everyone's like, oh, damn it.
God damn it, shit.
Yeah. Oh, tell us about this lightsaber you got.
It's not a lightsaber.
Why do you have a lightsaber?
This is a life saver right here. So basically, the theory behind this is a UV light that can kill bacterias and diseases and viruses, sort of like what they use in certain hospitals. Mm-hmm. I just actually just really wanted a portable black light, and I found out it may be helpful. Mm. So this was my excuse to buy it.
And for everyone asking, yes, Rick is covering his dick print with the pillow because...
No, I'm covering my stomach print with the pillow. I'm so mad at those. Just get a camera. You and this wide-ass fucking phone.
Nah, it's better this way.
No, it's not. It makes me look wider. I'm not this wide. And it makes my dick hang like an old man.
It's annoying because after our religious talk, mm-hmm. some people were in my DMs and in the comments talking about, Tim, if you are doubting the Bible, you don't know God's word. And like, you can't say you have a relationship with God if you're doubting the Bible. And I was like, and when I try to argue with them and say that, like, nah, I talk to God. I just don't think that the Bible is necessarily him jotting shit down. Yeah. You know, I don't believe it's his word. They're like, no, the Bible is... And I'm like,
who told you that?
Yeah, exactly.
Did God tell you that? If God told you that, then hey, you go for it. You listening to some other motherfucker tell you what God said when I'm listening to a guy that's telling me.
Exactly. And I'm trying to tell them, like, hey, look, bro, that's cool and all. If you want to believe that, but I'm telling you, me and God be having conversations. He's saying we good. I'm like, me and God rap every night, and we have a little conversation. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's mainly me talking, mm-hmm. but I think we're okay.
Yeah, man. I don't even argue with those people. I just be like, all right, cool. Believe what you believe. I believe what you believe will work for you.
Right.
And what I believe will work for me. Because that's how I think it works. The Bible, man, is so open for interpretation. You can ask so many different people who really know the Bible mm-hmm. to interpret certain passages for you. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get different shit every time.
And that's why.
Yeah, so it's like, this is how I interpret it.
That's why I think it's silly when people want to be like, oh, you don't believe exactly what I believe? You lost, bro.
Yeah. All the while, where they're fucking high and mighty on their religion horse, they're watching the No Chaser podcast. Like, this is not where you should be if you gonna be Mr. High and Mighty on
that
the
gets
religion
no
horse.
Ads. Because it's blasphemous as fuck.
Like, what are y'all doing? We just talked about 15 sex.
Some dude was like, yo. Not sex, oral sex.
Whatever.
Oh, bro, can I tell you?
No. I'm a little afraid.
When I was in junior high, I asked my religion teacher, I was like, no. This is when I was going down on my 15-year-old girlfriend, when I was 15.
And I was like, junior high, 15?
No. Okay.
Oh, dumbass.
Junior high school, freshman year. And I was like, hey, how about oral sex? And she was like, Tim, that's personal.
Tim, not here.
I was like, wait. And then she's like, you mean like if it's a sin? I'm like, yeah. She was like, sex is sex. I was like, okay, well, shit. And my first thought was, damn, okay, so I'm committing sex before marriage. Second of all, you a freak.
Yeah, so you ain't personal.
You got mad defensive right now.
That is my business. I mean, what do you mean? Yeah, so she was sucking dick, huh?
Sucking.
She wasn't married.
No, she was.
Oh.
I don't know, man. I just feel like... I feel like it's silly to think that You can know when someone else is going to hell or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, let somebody live their own fucking journey, you know, and, you know, like they say, only God can judge me.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most important part, because all the people with the big crazy judgments ain't perfect. Yeah. And they'll preach to you, nobody's perfect, and it's all about accepting your this and trying to be the. Then shut up. Yeah. Why are you telling me something if you ain't got it?
You can't tell me, like, because you.
Nothing. Like,
the, oh, get my money, right? Okay. It's you can't tell me that somebody that, let's say, lived a great life, right? Mm-hmm. Was a kind person, was kind to people, and never accepted Jesus Christ into their lives as their savior, yeah, is gonna go to hell.
Yeah.
Because they never accepted Jesus Christ, yeah, as opposed to, let's say, someone who fucking murdered. Yeah. And last minute was like, forgive me, Lord. I accept you,
exactly,
into my life. And now you saying this old lady who was super nice but just never, quote unquote, accepted Christ is going to hell?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it doesn't make sense.
It makes zero sense. But that's how a lot of people believe, like, across the board, because we can take it away from religion. It's like a person can be in a relationship with somebody who always treats them right. Make sure they have the best of everything's there for them. Talk when you need to. A great listener. All of that shit. But then if they were to dabble in somebody else, you're a fucking terrible person. I can't believe you. Everything's a lie. It's like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. I was there. I did everything for you. And then I did things outside to please myself. But that's what we're taught to believe.
Mm-hmm.
If you do this thing, all of this doesn't matter. It's so fucking weird. And then they hold certain things higher than others, because on the flip side, you can have that shitty person who's loyal and they will stay. They will stay with them even though they do not treat them right. They don't really give a fuck about you. They're verbally abusive and all of this shit. Mm-hmm. But he's about me and only me. Like, it's fucking silly, man.
That's why I don't believe in cancel culture either.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody is going to make mistakes at some point in your life. You were allowed to make mistakes up until, like, the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you become a better person, is you make mistakes, you grow from it. You can't grow until you make some mistakes, you know? To completely cut somebody off or be like, yo, we're going to hold this over their heads for the rest of their life because of something they did 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I don't agree with. When they do shit now, I'm kind of like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you should know better at this point. When they dig up shit from 10 years ago when they were fucking 17 or something like that, then it's kind of like, okay, what have they done since?
Mm-hmm.
I can believe you changed if there's nothing new that came out. When they do stuff now and it's like, okay, you know that's stupid. Like racial slurs or shit like that.
Right.
It's like, you're a little stupid. But still, it's not about canceling them. It's just like, okay, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Man, look, the thing about it is, too, when we grew up, 13, 15, it was different.
Yeah.
Than now.
It's a lot more shit you could do and say that nobody would really bat an eye at.
Yeah, exactly. And it was kind of like, that was just, you know, what it was. You say some reckless. Back when Twitter first started popping, you used to say reckless shit on Twitter. It was like, I almost feel like back on Twitter early days, the goal was to say some reckless shit.
Yeah.
To get a lot of, you know, to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, but times have changed.
Definitely have changed. That shit's really interesting to me. It's just like, why do we give a fuck about this person so much that it fucking affects us to our core? Like, I don't give a fuck about whatever white celebrity is fucking up at the moment. That shit don't hurt me because he said this about black people. I didn't give a fuck about him to begin with. Why am I so hurt now that I need to crumble his empire and shit? And why do famous people have to be the sweetest, nicest people in the world? What, where is that rule? Because they're making a lot of money? You have to be perfect?
It almost, you know, it makes you think about like old school celebrities, right? Like I'm talking about old school, like fucking John Wayne, Lucille Ball type shit, right? And when there was no Twitter, no Instagram, you didn't know nothing about these people outside of their work.
Yeah.
And that's why you was able to put these people up on a pedestal, because all you knew was their work that you love and respected. Now, I mean, I'm sure every, like, there's a lot of shitty ass people. I mean, John Wayne, now it's come out, John Wayne said some racist shit, right? Yeah,
but they probably all did.
Yes.
But the thing is, oh, well, go ahead, I'll let you.
No, I had no point. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. The thing is, for me, check yourself, bro. There's no celebrity ever. I'm going to go out and say ever, even though there's some celebrities who I really enjoyed. None who I ever felt like was an amazing person, because I never knew these motherfuckers.
Right.
I really enjoy what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference for me. I can like what you do without fucking loving you as a person.
Celebrities, nobody became a celebrity because of their amazing moral character.
No, it's their talent.
Yeah. Because they can interpret a script well. Yeah. Because they can naturally sing a song. You know what I'm saying? And that's shit they're born with, bro.
Yeah.
And in terms of actors, they're not even writing this shit. Singers too, they're not writing these lyrics.
Yeah.
They can sing the shit. Actors can regurgitate the shit in a way that's dope on screen, right? Yeah. But as people, we put them on a pedestal and then get mad
when they don't live up to the shit we made up in our heads.
Right.
It's so fucking stupid. Like you said, singers. For the longest time, every R&B song was about treating a woman right and you're the only one for me, yada, yada, yada. But these niggas been fucking every groupie. They was never living up to the songs, but it wasn't about him being this perfect man. Mm-hmm. It was just a good fucking song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why people get so attached to these celebrity personas.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make no fucking sense.
People really start to, for some reason, you know, when you feel like you're a fan of somebody, you feel like you want to be a fan of every aspect of their life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Personality, lifestyle, family, everything, you know?
And I think people just don't understand how similar everyone is.
Right.
When you look at your life, your family members, the people closest to you, who the fuck do you know that's just this perfectly nice person?
Everybody's fucked up.
Your grandparents, your sweet ass grandma, she got a pass where she probably said some fucked up shit.
She was a hoe.
It probably not even the past. You probably heard her say some fucked up shit.
She's still a hoe.
That y'all chalk up and laugh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just crazy grandma type shit. You know what I'm saying? But you want these celebrity motherfuckers to be perfect. Let's even take it away from celebrities. You go to a restaurant.
Mm.
People leave there. Oh, my God. Such great service from a server who ain't like that. That motherfucker's trying to get a tip, so yeah, I'm gonna put this on. When he or she leaves, they bumping that same music that you hate and that you calling the cops on people for bumping, or they talking shit, they in the back room groping on each other, getting sexual harassment cases.
Yep.
But you left there saying, oh my God, such great service. Stop falling for the act. Yep. Everybody is acting to get something more. Stupid.
We all people. Putting on a show out here in our professional businesses. Yeah, you know
to
what I'm
some extent, even us. Like, I can say most of what they see on camera from you is you. I know you. Yeah. Same with me. But we still turn it a little bit for the camera.
Of course.
Yeah. I'll give y'all some full disclosure. There's an episode of this that we filmed that's never coming out because it was too real.
Too real.
We reshot.
Yeah, because it was, I watched it back. I was like, hey, man, if we put this conversation out, people going to be mad.
Yeah, we said some shit they not ready to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
That's life. C'est la vie.
My update.
Yeah, man. Nobody's perfect, bro. I think trying to hold people up to this standard of perfection and newly found wokeness is silly. I think especially trying to hold celebrities up to the wokeness is silly because these aren't people that we admire because of, you know, their spiritual foundation. It's like we thought they were hot.
Yeah.
They were dope in a movie. They were dope on a show.
Yeah.
We think they're funny, you know? Yeah. And everybody got their skeletons. Everybody got shit they need to work on.
Yeah.
We're all weird, bro.
Yeah. Like, put that shit where it's supposed to go. If your doctor don't doct well, you could be mad at him for that. But if your favorite singer singing good, but on the other side, he don't treat his women very nice,
right,
that ain't none of your business. Now, I get if you want to boycott because of that, fine.
Yeah.
Stop trying to ruin people's lives because they don't do shit the way you want it to be done.
So what I'm saying is, please don't cancel me for some things that I said in my past.
The one funny thing about cancel culture is nobody stays canceled.
Mm-hmm.
The worst motherfucker out right now. Well, no, he's not the worst. He's one of the worst. People still play R. Kelly songs. I'm still seeing people dancing to R. Kelly songs on TikTok.
Man, let me tell you. I was somewhere like a month ago, and I didn't know that we were allowed to enjoy R. Kelly again.
We're not. What?
But I was in the car. It was satellite radio,
mm-hmm.
and the remix to Ignition came on. And I was like, this is cool again. Hey.
I don't know how to feel.
I was like, yes.
It don't stop. Fucking nobody's fucking taking all the things Harvey Weinstein produced out of rotation and shit like that. Like, it don't, cancel culture don't work. It just stirs people up for a little bit and then they forget it. Vanessa Hudgens' comments is open again. She didn't even say nothing that bad.
She was saying, Vanessa Hudgens said some shit that you could be mad at if you want to be mad about.
Yeah, like, I get why people were mad, but it's the truth.
Of course, it is the truth. I get why people... Look, I mean, I said some similar shit years ago, but that some people... Like, back before Twitter was even popping, I said some shit...
You was like, niggas die every day, you be all right.
Pretty much. I was like, hey, no, here's what I said. I was like, yo, stop being mean to your parents, because they're going to die soon.
Yeah.
So, like, chill out. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers was like, how could you say that about my parents? I don't want to be told that my parents are going to die soon. That's fucked up. I'm like, they're old.
Yeah.
They're going to die way sooner than you.
Next week. So fucking be nice.
So be nice. Yeah. And people got mad. But I was like, yo, bro, like, what she said wasn't false. It's like, yes, we're all going to die. I understand why people got a little like, hey, you're being insensitive. But yeah,
I mean, she got it halfway through. She said, I should stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
So funny.
She's just silly.
Yeah. She's just a dumb idiot girl.
But look, most importantly, make sure y'all get your pro distancing, social distancing club t-shirts. Goodiebrand.com. We got them in multiple colors. Pro Social Distancing Club, goodiebrand.com.
And cancel us so we can get more views.
Cancel us so we can get some more.
Why are these guys canceled? Let me click.
Yeah, for real. Dog, you know what? You know what was trending the other day?
What?
Tropic Thunder. Because Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Because a bunch of new kids,
yeah,
new woke kids, or like Robert Downey Jr. did Iron Man, did blackface, and no one wants to talk about it.
It's talked about through the whole movie.
It's the point
of the movie.
Is that how, like, there's literally a black actor in
calling
the movie
him out.
Talking shit to Robert Downey Jr. saying, bruh, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, and I get how it's like, fuck that. Y'all just wanted to have this nigga in blackface. But it's just the point of, like, that's the point.
And here's what's crazy is when Tropic Thunder came out, I was still working at California Pizza Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew a girl, a waitress there, who was like, I heard that they're making fun of mentally challenged people, and I mm-hmm. don't want to watch it because I work with mentally challenged people, blah, blah. I was like, no, here's the thing. They're not making fun of mentally challenged people. They're making fun of, even back then, I was like, they're making fun of how ridiculous the extent Hollywood will go to.
Yeah.
To get their accolades, and it's Ben Stiller doing a shitty impression of a mentally challenged person. That's the point. They're trying to make it like they're showing how ridiculous it is.
The whole thing is making fun of actors.
Yeah.
Different type of actors. You got the hardcore thug who's gay.
Yeah.
You got the family friendly guy who's a fucking drug addict.
Right.
You got the oblivious blackface, mm-hmm. and then you got the idiot who goes full.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the point. But it's like, I mean, I could see how that can go over people's heads. You know what I'm saying? People just don't want to think. But I think it was all well done. I just saw something today where they were like, I forgot what they called it. But basically, they were accusing this little girl of doing blackface, right? So it was one of these rallies, these people against the lockdown and shit like that. They had two little white girls in, like, fucking American flag leotards and shit. One has on a Donald Trump mask. One has on an Obama mask. And they're dancing to this parody of the Candyman, okay. where they're talking about the government just taking over and taking your freedoms and shit like that. It was an anti-government rally.
Right.
The girls were wearing presidential masks because they were being the government, and they were dancing out the lyrics of the shit. And I'm like, that's literally a Halloween mask. And there's another not black one right there, but you gonna call this blackface? It's fuck the government face, if anything. But I'm like, so are we saying that a non-black person can't wear a Halloween mask of a person who's black? Or is fucking racist or wrong or some shit like that? I was like, yo, there's so much actual racism. So much. We don't need to make shit up to be mad at.
Man, look, that and that what you just said is so poignant in terms of where I be going through my timeline, seeing the type of shit people are mad at and argue about. I'm like, bruh, the world is ending.
Yeah.
Everybody's sick and dying, and y'all still want to argue about this trivial as like super technical shit.
Bruh.
For what?
It's so fucking ridiculous.
All right, y'all. Thanks for watching the No Chaser podcast. I'm Tim Sean the Wrong Soup.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
And I'm Nikki Blades.
And y'all are sanitized.
Thank the Lord. And Satan. Bye.